period possibly. Negative equity refinance offers don't combine. Expires 10/4/21.
World War III is coming. With nonstop laughter, it's Kent Williams' World War III tour.
There's a new world out there.
Charlotte the Cat is back.
I'm finna buy me a self-driving car. I'm gonna be in the back seat. You pull me over, I don't know what to tell you. Talk to the driver.
The king of underground comedy is back. The one and only Kent Williams.
Talk to the driver, officer. I'm sorry. I'm here in the back seat reading the Bible. As you can see, I'm naked with a little pit bull puppy. He's in his seatbelt.
October 8th in the Bojangles Coliseum.
We'll get so mad, we riot. White people done took it over. White people, let me just say in front of all these minorities, y'all are terrible at it, white people. We taught y'all better than this.
Hurry and get your tickets now for Cat Williams Live in Concert, the World War III Tour. Cat Williams back, live in concert. October 8th in the Bojangles Coliseum. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Whoa. Roscoe, I spent a lot this month on pet supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking at my Wells Fargo checking account, we gotta cut back. Starting with this recurring payment for the Squeaky Toy of the Month Club. Also looks like Snowflake's catnip budget could use a trim. Yep, cutting back on that for sure.
Keep track of your spending in the Wells Fargo mobile app and bank without missing a beat. Learn more at wellsfargo.com.
Availability may be affected by your mobile carrier's coverage area. Your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
They say it's what's on the inside that really counts. At Mrs. T's Pierogies, we couldn't agree more. Our delicious pasta pockets are stuffed with creamy potato, cheesy goodness, and other big, bold flavors. A guaranteed family favorite. Life is challenging enough. Mealtime doesn't have to be. Our easy prep pierogies make cooking a breeze.
Mrs. T's Pierogies. Stuffed with the stuff you love.
Look for the blue box in the frozen section.
When I say I'm going on a run in the morning, I mean a McDonald's run. Like to get the crispy chicken biscuit. It's made with a crispy, juicy, and tender chicken filet on a warm, flaky biscuit. Try one for breakfast. Mix and match the crispy chicken biscuit, sausage McMuffin with egg, or bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Get any two for just $4.39. You know it's going to be a good day when it starts with a McDonald's run. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price. Valid when product served.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dell's semi-annual sale is a perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you'll love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
And Blake Shelton.
And I'm so excited to join The Voice this season.
I'll put it on social media so everyone knows. Now get ready to hear the locks pouring in. Darn, the internet must be broken again.
I'll just give it a try on mine, just in case. Huh, guess they fixed the internet.
The new season of The Voice with Ariana Grande premieres tonight on NBC.
Okay, now you're just rubbing it in.
You get no power without the plug.
Listen here.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B. Power 98.
Wake up!
you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the fuck wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor news. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Come on, man. You want to win some money? We got your chance to win some money coming up at 8 o'clock. But the money word going to drop at 8 o'clock. Going to make it drop for you. Snow Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse. Clocking in one time for your mind, boy. Some Monday inside the madhouse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little mild start to your morning out there. We in the late 60s, about 68 degrees. Today's high's going to top out right near 83. But our rain chances all the way through Wednesday. So they kick up later on tonight. Probably this evening about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And then they're going to be, rain chances is going to be with us throughout the night all the way to tomorrow. About 40, 50% chance today. 90% chance of rain tomorrow with low temperatures. And then all the way to Wednesday. So we're going to be dealing with rain. Hit a man out with me this morning. Yes, so what's up? Comedian Murphy.
I say good morning.
Conco.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Wedding.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What's up, baby? How you feeling this morning?
Bye. I'm feeling good, man. It's Monday. Start the week all right. You feel me?
Did y'all win yesterday? I mean, Friday?
Thursday. Oh, you talking about my team?
Yeah.
High school? No. We lost Friday. It's okay, though. Shout out to my boy.
Coach Burp, what's going on, man? Y'all defeated out there.
It's okay. We getting better every day.
Y'all might need to let JV play varsity because y'all JV winning. Can y'all put the JV, let them play varsity because the varsity don't seem like they out there.
We playing, though. That's all I can ask for is your effort.
Every week you come in here, you say you're going to win. You ain't got a victory yet.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Well, what's going on?
We're going to get them boys right.
Well, what's happening out there, Burp?
You know... COVID is still out here.
Oh, it's COVID, folks.
And
I just want to know one thing. How is the JV winning, but the varsity not? What's the difference? Just tell me the difference.
You know, we're playing different teams.
Is that what it is?
And, you know, all we can ask for is the effort out of our
boys. You be so excited after Thursday.
I'm excited.
Friday morning. We won last night, JV. 2-0, ain't it?
2-1.
2-1. Okay. Yeah. Well, they got some wins.
Yeah.
We get the varsity to catch up with the JV. We might be
out. We're coming back, man, but this week is the week right here. It's the week right here. You can only focus on the next game. You know what I mean?
Hey, and students, I'm not laughing at y'all. I'm laughing at Burp. Please believe that. Please believe
don't
that.
Be laughing at my boy.
I'm not laughing at the boy. I'm laughing at Coach Burp. Here we go. I'm waiting on Coach Burp.
I ain't bringing my whistle.
I'm waiting on you to get a victory under your belt.
It's coming. It's coming, Larry. You got to be patient.
You do got to be patient.
What the Bible say? It come to those that way.
I don't know. I don't know what it say about that. I gotta look it up.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Is that what it say?
But joy comes in the morning.
Well, we waiting on your joy to come on in the morning. When does the joy come?
It's coming. We can have bad times on play. It's got to sustain it. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, y'all.
I hate you, Larry.
You're going to make me stop laughing one day. And when you come in with that victory, I'm going to let you get...
Next Monday, baby!
I'm going to let you get a two-minute soliloquy on your victory.
Next Monday!
Until then, hush, Coach Burt. It might be the coaching on Friday. That's what it might be. It might be the coaching on Friday night.
Shout out to the coaches.
The coaches on Friday night don't seem like they know what they're doing.
No,
y'all probably out there still running the wishbone.
Hell no. I wouldn't be coaching if he was doing that.
Y'all out there running the wishbone.
I would not be there.
I'm going to pray for y'all, man. I hope y'all get y'all a victory. I hope y'all don't go defeated.
We won't.
Good morning, Miss Jessica. How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. Good morning to you. How you doing?
Welcome to the madhouse.
Well, thank you for having me.
We were just talking to Coach Burt for him not having a victory on Friday. You know, he'd be so excited after Thursday. When he come in Friday morning, he'd let JV don't want. I told him JV don't count.
That's a lie.
It don't count.
You do count. You got to get them boys right for when they come to varsity.
You're right, but it don't count on your coaching record.
Uh-huh.
No, it don't.
If I tell somebody, it counts.
I'm telling y'all to move the JV up to varsity. Y'all win. Do it, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, then we won't have no JV.
You can play. Let them play both. JV players usually can play both.
It's only certain players you can bring up. The rules are completely different.
No, the high school rules in North Carolina are the high school rules in North Carolina, unless y'all are private school.
No, they're different. You can't just bring them all up at one time. You can certain quarter, you can 8-quarter some players, you can 4-quarter some players.
No, it doesn't change since I played.
Everything has changed since you played.
No, it ain't. y'all getting victories, ain't y'all? Was losing then, y'all losing now.
That didn't happen when I was there.
Okay, I'm stop laughing now. Today's inspiration of power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church. Okay, Coach Bert.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Did you know that God has a purpose behind every problem? He uses circumstances to develop our character. In fact, he often depends more on these circumstances to make us more like Jesus. Why? Because we face them 24 hours a day. We learn things about God in the midst of situations that we can't learn any other way. Adversity can draw us closer to him. Problems force us to look to God and depend on him instead of ourselves. However, submitting the situation to God and trusting him with the way, the means, and the timing is hard for most of us because it means giving up control. If you feel like you're in the melting pot today, maybe God has put you there. But remember, the refiner is burning away the impurities and removing the obstacles in your life so that you can look more like Jesus. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and
Don't let me learn the word about how Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 601, 1 minute out to 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near, we're going to be right near 80, about 80, between 80 and 83, depending on your neighborhood. Leaving out the house right now. Mild out there, about 68 degrees. Rain in the forecast today, but it's late, but we're going to have cloud cover. Sunshine is going to be playing peekaboo, so temperature is going to feel very, very nice out there this morning. You know what time it is inside the madhouse? It's time for your madhouse question of the day. Hit the hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, our madhouse question of the day is very simple. Which one do you prefer, cloth or leather seats?
Cloth or leather seats. And I can't even, me and somebody was having this argument one day, and I was like, I can't even believe people don't like leather seats, but it's people out there that still don't like leather seats. But for me, it give me my leather seats all day.
Yeah, I'd probably go with leather.
I'm gonna go cloth. Just cause when it get hot, it burn your leg.
And that's what they were saying. It burn your leg. That's why they make seat coolers and seat warmers.
Yeah, that's true. But you still gotta sit on it before you cut the car.
No, you don't. You can get out.
You can get. You can have
automatic
start.
Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, I ain't gonna wait that long for it to start up.
You got kids?
I got a mixture. Like my seats are the side of it. The middle of the seat is cloth. Mm-hmm. The sides are leather.
You got kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids tear them cloth seats up. Yeah, and it's harder to keep clean. This is leather. You wipe it down to keep going. That's why I like it.
Leather is easier to clean.
Yeah. All right, how do we get in on this, Ms. Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages, at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
That's right. Your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by Disney on Ice. Don't miss your chance to win tickets to Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party, taking place September 30th through October 3rd at the Spectrum Center. Keep listening and log on to power98fm.com to register to win right now. Adele posted several pictures on Instagram, all dressed up and looking good. She even threw one in there of her new man, Rich Paul, along with a heart emoji. You know, Rich is a sports agent for United Talent Agency, Clutch Sports, and represents athletes like LeBron James. And speaking of Adele, Word is she's about to release her fourth album and is coming before Christmas. She also reportedly is returning to the stage for live performances. Word is they're going to take place in Vegas. Adele's last album was released in 2015, so be on the lookout for this one. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
That's it right there. No Living Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B coming up inside the madhouse. You know it's a Monday, so we got your morning madhouse classic throwback. That's gonna slide on your radio about 6:32 this morning. And it's a Martin Monday. We got Martin Lawrence tickets. When I say all morning long, I mean all morning long. We got tickets for you to check out Martin Lawrence. See, we're gonna hook you up starting at 7:24. We're gonna hook you up inside your nosy neighbor news. We're gonna hook you up if you know the four songs incognito playing the mix. We're gonna hook you up at 9 o'clock doing Black Smart. And we also got a chance for you to come to the 935 reunion party this Saturday, part two, World Nightclub. I'm in the building, incognito in the building, Adolf Arshava. That's gonna be crazy. Hey, y'all sit back, relax, and let's get to it. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Your Madhouse Classic Throwback is up next.
Wake up in the morning feeling
like Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 90.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's another one. DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, Lil Durk. Welcome to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And Mondays, man, you know, sometimes you need a little bit of motivation on a Monday to get your week started right. So we wanted to motivate y'all, man. So I called up Pastor Real. I said, Pastor Real, what you be doing on Monday mornings? He told me, you know what, I just be reading my Bible, trying to get folks to, you know, man, come listen to the good word. And I said, well, won't you come drop the good word on the people on a Monday, man, and want to flip the script. You know what I mean? Flip the script. Tell the folk, you know what I mean, a good scripture, but flip it to something we can relate to today. Pastor Real coming in the building. What's up, Pastor Real?
What is going on, Larry and Jessica?
Good morning.
Welcome to Monday, man. We know we usually hear from you on Wednesday, but we appreciate you coming through to drop a word on a Monday.
Yes. Thank you for having me and letting me speak to the congregation one more time.
You gonna flip the script today?
I'm gonna flip the script on you, Larry and Jessica. Come on, let's talk about it. I'm gonna flip the script. See what I did there?
See what you did there. What scripture we flipping today?
Psalm 23.
Oh, let me get my Bible out.
1 through 3.
Psalm 23.
Mm-hmm. 1.
1. 1.
There it is.
1.
1.
Through 3.
3. I can't even get it out. It starts off like this. Don't spray, Jessica. That's how you say the word.
1.
I'm covered in the blood so the COVID can't get me.
It actually says COVID in the Bible, Pastor?
In my Bible, it does. Oh,
okay. Is that what the scripture say again?
The Psalm 23,
mm-hmm.
1 through 3. Stop spraying after I say it.
1.
It starts off like this. The Lord is my shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
As long as I got you, as long as I got the Lord, I don't want you. That's what it's saying.
That's what it's saying.
Wait a minute. I don't want you.
Wait a minute, Pastor.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
As long as I am a sheep for Jesus, I don't want nobody else.
You don't want nobody else.
I don't want nobody else.
You want nobody else.
Because man is made of sin.
Man is made of sin.
But if I am a sheep, if I am a sheep, that is me giving praise as an animal. I shall not want. I don't want you. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Smoke a little weed.
What?
Huh?
Wait, what, Pastor?
Smoke a little weed. Green pastures. Mm-hmm. It's green out here.
It is green out here.
And what makes you want to lay down that's green? Marijuana!
Is that what it is?
It makes you sleepy! You feel comfortable wherever you are. You take a little hit of Puff the Magic Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
and you lay down, Larry, Jessica, you lay down. He make me lay down in green pastures.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Weed is of the earth. Weed makes you sleepy. You get in a whole pasture full of weed, and that's what happens.
So the first one is, I don't need nobody as long as I got God.
Right.
And then the second one is smoke weed because it's going to make
it makes you lay down. Last but not least, he leads me beside.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say beside.
Beside.
Just like that, Larry.
Beside.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. You ever seen water stop?
Never seen water
stop. You ain't never seen water stop.
I ain't never seen water stop.
It's constant.
It's constant.
It's constant.
I like it.
But my God will stop those waters to ease my life and make me rest.
Hmm?
Which goes back into verse 2. Lay me down. He restores my soul when he lay me down from the weed in the green pastures. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody today. Oh, the doors of the church are open. Get out of there, Larry.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know it's about time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. I shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to let my daughter shine, Taraji Parker, Grandview Middle School volleyball team. And I also want to let my sister shine, North Carolina A&T, doing her thing. I think getting her bachelor's degree. I'm proud of them both.
Aggie Prime, woo! You on the Madhouse, who you letting shine this morning?
Good morning. First, I want to say happy Motivation Mighty Monday. No man is on the gladness.
Yes. Hey, bro.
JJ Sanders, Danella, Cassius, let them shine. Happy birthday. Turn up like Zion.
Get in there. Get in there.
Hey, April.
Yo.
How your daddy Golden doing?
My daddy is living his life like it's golden. Living his life like it's golden.
Come on now. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Tell Golden we said what's up, all right?
I will, like, boom.
Shout out to yo daddy. All right, man. Coming up inside the Madhouse, Miss Jessica's got it for you. You know the neighbor news. Your first chance to get these tickets to check out the Martin Lawrence Lit AF Tour. D-Ray Davis, Bruce, Adele Givens is going down this Saturday at the Spectrum Center. We got the tickets. It's a Martin Monday.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Number one for hip hop. If like you was confused before, let me make it clear. We're something like a big deal in the foe. Power
it's
98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right. Lil Nas X is doing something really dope with his latest album, Montero. I got details about that. WAC 100 is looking for Kanye West. I'm going to let you know why. And MTV has some problems on their hands. So what's going on with MTV?
MTV got problems on their hand. Let's see. MTV has been accused of being culture vultures by Dame Dash.
MTV need to let Wild'n Out come back to their channel.
All right. Find out what it is coming up next.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Shout out plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hey, before we hit the nose of the neighborhood, just wanted to shout out to my daughter, Landon, checking in with me this morning. Hey, Landon! On her way to school, her and her friend Olivia said, Daddy, give me and my friend Olivia a shout out. So shout out to them.
Do that shout out.
I said I was going to do it. You must have
heard
what I
said.
I said,
you.
I
need to do the nose and neighborhood. Give Landon.
Give Landon
I said,
a shout
I was
out.
Gonna do it.
No, you said.
Man, whatever, man.
You told me to do the shout out, and I was looking forward to it.
Well, go ahead and do it then, Jessica.
Hey, Olivia and Landon.
Messed up my shout out. What the hell going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, September 20th, being brought to you by Cat Williams. You can get your tickets to see Cat Williams live at the Bojangles Coliseum on October 8th for the World War III tour. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster locations, and Power98FM.com has more information waiting for you. Lil Nas X album, Montero, has raised thousands of dollars for charity. You know, he and his team, they got real creative by tying in all 16 songs from his album to a different charity, which they are calling a baby registry, keeping in the theme of, you know, him giving birth to his album. The charities deal with issues like healthcare, LGBTQ, social justice, and more. The organization Brothers in Convo says that they've received over $33,000 in donations as of Friday. That's when the album dropped, thanks to the track That's What I Want. It is a nonprofit in Florida that benefits Black, gay, bisexual, and queer men. There are a bunch of other organizations that received money as well. Go to our website, power98fm.com, to find out about the other ones. Well, it appears as if many people were triggered by the sexy performances at MTV VMAs. The FCC received thousands of complaints about raunchy performances from artists like Normandy, Tiana Taylor, Lil Nas X, and Madonna. One person said in their complaint, the programming was on at 9 p.m. Our children were watching TV with us. We had to make them leave the room during the porno ceremony.
So what? Kick your dance in the bed at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. They got school tomorrow.
9 o'clock, yeah.
That's stupid. That's dumb. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you for the thousands of people that complain that is responsible parents.
All right. Stupid. Ray J's manager, WAC 100, claims that he has part two of Ray J and Kim Kardashian's infamous sex tape. He's describing it as a more graphic than the first one. He says, I would never give it to anybody but Kanye, because that's the mother of his children. We can't put that out there in the world like that. It'd be disrespectful. Now Kim's lawyers are speaking out, saying the claim that there is an unreleased sex tape is unequivocally false. It is unfortunate that people make these statements to try to get their 15 minutes of fame. Ray J has stepped forward and he's like, listen, I don't want nothing to do with this. I'm out here trying to be a good dad. I don't want nothing to do with this situation. Joyner Lucas had time over the weekend. The rapper took to Twitter to accuse Karen Civil of stealing $60,000 for him. Now, word is he paid Karen to help promote his music and his career. She took the money, but never made good on any of her promises. Now, in addition to Joyner Lucas, Cameron, Meek Mill, Jesse Wu, and Jason Lee all have stories accusing Karen of the same thing. While Karen does deny stealing money, she did admit to talking to a hacker about hacking into Jason Lee's business Instagram page to delete stories about her and her clients. She actually admitted to that in Clubhouse over the weekend. Mm. No celebrity birthdays today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica. The neighborhood. Power 98. Another Valerie, the Madhouse. Y'all, plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. We getting y'all that straightening with that Migos. Right now, let's straighten it out. You know what it is. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram.
Hey, Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad? Mad, 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 mad.
Larry Mad being brought to you by the 935 Reunion Party at Part 2. That's right, going down this Saturday. It's going to be going all the way down at World Nightclub. Myself, Mr. Incognito, along with Adolf R. Shava. We got tickets on the way for that. Coming up inside, 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be hooking you up with those tickets. Also got more tickets on the way, but join us this Saturday for the 935 Reunion Party Part 2. Okay, today Larry is mad. Oh, somebody got caught with their pants down over the weekend. Apparently, I was strolling on Instagram. I'm scrolling. And all of a sudden, I parked on this page that had an officer of the law caught with a lady of the night. What? Yeah, they had an officer of the law caught with a lady of the night. So basically, they had an officer in the city caught with a prostitute. Them damn kids, these meddling kids with these cameras. He tried to run. No, they got him all on video. This what you doing? This what you doing while you on duty? This is why these boys out here acting crazy with these guns and stuff, because during y'all spare time, I don't even know if you was on the clock or off the clock, but you was doing something. You was clocked in somewhere. But is this what y'all doing with our taxpayer money out here in Charlotte? Is this what y'all doing? I just want to know, is this what y'all doing while y'all on the clock, off the clock? And that's why we can't get out here and we can't stop what's going on with all this violence. I mean, if it was your off time, I guess it's okay. But then it's not, because you got caught. An officer of the day with a lady of the night right here in the city. Y'all kids, stop meddling in them officers' business if they want to run up on them ladies and partake in the back seat during the daytime, then they can do that. You let them do that. Y'all stop filming this stuff. All I'm going to say is, bruh, come on, man. You could at least took her to a hotel or something, right? I mean, you do got a job. You could at least took her to a hotel. Yep, hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Pull your pants up, officer, pull your pants up!
No limit, Larry!
It's a Monday inside the madhouse.
Oh Lord, help us all.
You know what that means, baby. Yeah! I wanna make love.
I wanna make love. I wanna make love. Time for love,
and you know it.
And I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah. I wanna make love on my back. Go ahead,
wow,
big dog.
Wow, that's crazy.
He mad, Tusky man. He mad.
Yeah, I'm just gonna jack my intro like that.
Yeah.
It's Monday, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know it's a Make Love Monday here in the madhouse.
Mm.
And on this Make Love Monday, I'm talking about you. Self-love. Self-care. Always love you first. Ain't that right, Larry and Jessica? You should love you first.
Got to.
How can you love someone else if you don't love you? I know how to love me.
Okay.
I will always love me better than I love anybody else, than anybody else can. Can't nobody love me the way I love myself. Because I always love on me. Hello.
Goodbye.
As a matter of fact, loving me first will help me love you longer. Hello, I'm talking to somebody today.
Is that what you're doing?
Loving me first will help me love you longer. See, it's all about self-love. You got to take care of your body. Take care of your insides. Take care of your mental. Take care of your emotional. Take care of your physicality so you can love on somebody else. Because my love to you will be short-lived if I don't love on me first. How can I take you out? Take you on a nice date. Take you somewhere special. Come back to your place. Try to love on you, but I don't even know how to love on myself. Hello. I'm talking to somebody. Love you first.
Well, I want you to hurry up, put your love.
Love you first, Larry. Larry, you be loving on you, don't you?
I like when somebody else love on me.
You like with some, but you got to be able to love on you in order to love on them long.
No, I don't. I can tell.
Ain't that right, Jessica? You want somebody to love themselves first before they love on you, ain't it? Because it helps your love last longer.
I'm good.
I am so confused.
No, don't be confused.
They make a blue pill for that.
Just be loved.
And those from every stop. Think about it!
What you thought?
All right, man.
Who's loving who?
Is that love on you?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
Every spot could win $5,000 in an advertising campaign. Log on to power98fm.com right now. Chris Rock revealed that he has COVID-19. The comedian hopped on Twitter to say, hey guys, I just found out that I have COVID. Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated. Now, he is vaccinated. No word on if he has the Delta variant of COVID-19, but prayers up for him. That he will have a good recovery. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Another Larry, the Morning Man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
That's right. Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, where you are the jury. You get to determine who is guilty and who is innocent. Today, we have a special guest in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom that will be presenting their case.
Yeah!
Oh, Lord.
Turn me up, Judge!
Now, yeah! Listen, don't come into this courtroom with all that your shenanigans.
Yeah, don't do me like that. You know what I mean? I'm just here to tell it for the people.
Okay. Oh, tell everybody. Jesus. Tell everybody what happened.
First off, Judge, appreciate you having me in your courtroom and everything. Goodness. You know, I only like courts. Courtrooms give me highs.
Okay, well, let's get to it.
Okay, so what had happened was, Judge, so this is the case of the fallen ticket.
Okay.
All right, so what happened was, you know, Judge, I got kids, right? So I try to make sure all of them have a chance to go do their thing and, you know, celebrate and... You know, go see the artists that they like. You know, they've grown up in this industry, so it's a lot of the artists that they like and they attached to. So Lil Baby was coming to town. Make a long story short.
Okay.
Lil Baby was coming to town. Huh?
Thank you.
Okay. Lil Baby was coming to town.
So I arranged for my sons to have tickets to Lil Baby. So one of my sons, my son Trelo, he has ID, so I put 4 tickets in his name. These are the instructions that I gave Trelo. I said, 2 tickets are for you. The other 2 tickets are for your brother.
Okay.
Kid K, right?
Okay.
Trelo and Kid...
Longest story.
No, it ain't. Trelo and Kid K was supposed to arrange for Kid K to get there. Somehow, the arrangement for Kid K to arrive did not happen. However, Kid K arranged for his own self to come to the show. So I called Trelo back and said, Kid K is coming to get the ticket. Trelo, in turn, said, well, I gave the ticket to my friend. What? Wait a minute. Those were not the instructions. Those were not the instructions you was given. Your Honor, what did I say? I gave Trelo 4 tickets, 2 for him and 2 for Kid K.
So there were four tickets that were given to Trelo. Yes. You told Trelo two of them are for you, two right. of them are for your brother.
Right.
When you all get to the venue, mm-hmm. that's when you can give him the tickets.
Right.
Trelo got to the venue. Kid K did not get to the venue. He found his own way to the venue.
Right.
So in the waiting, in the waiting process, mm-hmm. Trelo gave the tickets away.
Right.
Did Trelo know that Kid K was had another way?
He did not.
He did not.
No.
So he didn't know. He just thought that he didn't show.
No, but, well, he didn't know. Well, Trelo picked the tickets up early. He picked the show started at 8. He picked the tickets up at 6.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So, but Kid K didn't know that.
Right.
Kid K didn't know that he had picked the tickets up early.
Right.
Trailing just up and just decided that he was going to pick up the tickets early.
Right. And he did not call the person who gave him the tickets back to let them know either, which was me.
Well, they ain't got to tell you nothing. Then well, you out of it.
I'm out of it. I'm the one who provided the tickets, Your Honor.
Because these...
Ooh, Your Honor, thank you for clearing up this story. You got a lot of holes.
You not...
No holes in
there. Nobody got to call you.
Yeah, you got... Yes, yes. If you're... If to, well, that's beside the point, Your Honor. the case is Trelo wrong for giving the tickets to his friend?
Yes, yes. We want to know.
Without letting Kid K know.
Yes, he didn't know. Trelo didn't know that Kid K was had his own arrangements to get to the
thing. Right, right.
But Trelo also went and gave these tickets away. So we want to know who is wrong. Oh, and there's some aftermath to this, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Aftermath. Well it's some beforehand.
Oh, my goodness. How the judge know your story?
Because
I heard it.
Me and the judge talked yeah. about the story beforehand,
I think
boy.
You got to give the aftermath of it, too.
So the aftermath was, well, Kid K was, he was on the way up here. Well, he was actually in the city because he doesn't live here. He was on the way in the city. Uh-huh. He was in the city, my bad. And he had to Uber home because he didn't have any tickets to the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now he's Kid K has blocked his brother on everything.
Kid K has blocked his brother on everything.
Everything.
He's not talking to his brother at all. He has not even said to him, this is why I'm mad at you.
Well, he sent a text message.
Oh, he sent him a text message explaining why he was mad, and then he blocked him.
Yeah.
So they have not talked since then.
No.
So we want to know who is guilty in this case. Is it Kid K or is it
Do y'all remember the story out there in Manhattan?
Hey, shut up. You shut up over there. You I ain't a witness. You just don't let him say nothing
but
on the case.
He's not a witness.
Whatever he is.
But am I lying, y'all?
He's a hater. Stand by.
All right. 570-WPEG.
Oh, Lord.
You're the jury. Who is guilty in this case?
That's why you shirt dirty.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
House courtroom. Go ahead, Larry. All right.
This is the case of the tickets, the missing tickets. All right. So basically, my two sons are beefing right now, Trelo and Kid K. Trelo actually had four tickets for the Little Baby concert. He was instructed to give his brother two and keep two. He ended up giving away his brother two tickets to his friend. Is Trelo guilty or not? What y'all got? Good morning. Good morning. What's up, big bro?
Nah, man. Hey, that would have been my brother. He would have got whooped first. And then I would have cut him off. Hey, he's going to get my ticket away. He ain't even call me and say, yo, bro, you coming or what? And then I stay out of town and I got a roof before him. Oh, yeah. You going to have to give me my money back to my roof. I'm going to whoop you. And then I'm going to cut you off.
So you saying yeah. Trelo is guilty in the story?
Oh, yeah, he know he guilty, man. Come on. He should have called you. Hey, Pop, you didn't talk to bro or something. You know, is he coming? What? Boy, he got his ticket away. He just get his ticket away. Man, you know that ain't right.
Thank you, big dog. Pop, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, love.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? Who is guilty in this case?
I'm doing very well.
Who is guilty in this case?
Now, Trelo know better. He knows better.
He know better. You know what I mean? When you know better, you do better, don't you?
Yes, he knows better. But what he should do is that the next concert, and if his brother would like to go to that concert, he should buy him tickets to that concert, two tickets. And not only that, drive him and bring him back home and then take him to get something to eat. I'm very upset with Trelo.
I'm very upset. Oh, I love her. I love her. I love her, Your Honor. I love her, Your Honor. I love her.
You're doing a bit much today.
I'm doing too much. I'm sorry, Yana. It's more to the story. It's more. I won't post more sauce on it, but I'm gonna leave it alone. Whew, I think they need to pay Daddy back. I think he need to pay Daddy back.
This story ain't got nothing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah,
I'm the one who had to pay for the Uber, so I still be reimbursed.
This ain't got nothing to do with you.
You got free ticket. First of all,
I'm the one who paid for the Uber, so I should be at least reimbursed for that. Don't you think so?
Well, then Trailer got to pay you.
That's what I'm talking about. We got more on this case when we come back. Who's guilty, man?
You about to make me trick it again, baby.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We back in Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today, Larry is bringing the case to us. It involves his son.
My son, Trelo, had 4 tickets to the little baby show he was instructed to give his brother 2. He ended up giving his friends the other 2 without telling his brother. And, yeah, we wanted to know who was guilty. Was Trelo guilty or Kid K guilty in this case in Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom?
Yeah, 98, good morning.
What's up? Talk to him.
Okay, so tell Kid K that it's just a venue. It'll be plenty more. His brother was wrong for giving out a ticket, but they're brothers. He'll get over it.
He did say that. He said that, but he said it's going to take him a minute.
And y'all should get that No Stylist play with Kid K and Money Montego.
Okay, gotcha.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, baby, who guilty in this case?
So listen, you as the daddy, you is guilty because it's obvious you left the room for parenting here. That's messed up on Trelo part because it seemed like he already had 2 people waiting and ready. He didn't give the boy a chance to get to the city.
So,
say it again, ma'am. Who guilty?
Wait a minute. How did I get guilty of the story? I'm the one
you
who
guilty. You guilty because you're the daddy, and this is the opportunity for you to come back and see Trelo. That listen, it's nobody important than your brothers and your sisters, and he should have opened his mouth and called and made sure that his brother was straight before he even gave the tickets away.
So let me
talk your talk, like ma'am.
Hold on. Time out. So time out. You don't think I had that conversation with him?
Yeah, I'm just talking.
Don't agree with him, ma'am. You were doing good.
Thank you, baby. No, let me laugh. I ended up going.
Let's not. Why? Yeah,
you don't add to the story, bro. You add too much.
These are facts. I'm not adding.
Yes, you is. That wasn't in the story. Leave it alone. Jessica, that was it.
So I answer, Your Honor.
Well, you don't have no answer. We didn't ask you today. Jessica, what you got on the cat?
Well, hold on. We do have to give him an opportunity.
Why? He don't need to talk.
Larry. Go
Your
ahead,
Honor. See, we left out a person who's supposed to be guilty in this case.
He's not on trial.
Larry
is guilty.
He is not on trial in this case, Your Honor.
He is guilty.
He's not on trial.
Because he left the responsibility in the hands of someone else when everything funneled through him, Your Honor.
Okay.
Everything was funneled through him.
Okay.
All No Limit Larry had to do was leave those 2 tickets for Kid K in his name.
He couldn't pick him up in his name. No.
I'm talking about you, your name.
I wasn't going at first.
In his name.
I wasn't going.
Hold on, Larry.
Larry,
let him present his case.
Under Lawrence Mims, he could have left them tickets.
No.
And he should have done that in order to get the tickets to Kid K.
I know
but
next
he
time.
He entrusted someone else to do it.
I know next time.
A whole combustion. And you saw what happened because Larry didn't leave the tickets in his name.
Did I get a rebuttal, Your Honor?
No, you do not. I'm going to hold you in contempt of court. Be quiet in my courtroom. him.
I don't get to talk on the case, but he do.
But take me to jail then.
Hold on that context.
Context.
We heard your side of the story,
I didn't tell my side. I told the case.
And
I didn't tell my
judge
side.
Judge had to fill in when you left out.
Go ahead, Larry. Tell your side of the story.
First off, you try to train your young men up to be young men and be responsible for themselves. I was not going to see Lil Baby at first. I got my tickets last. I wanted to make sure they were straight at first.
Larry, this don't have nothing to do with you.
He just put me in with, it.
Who is guilty? Is it the son or is it Kid or Trey?
Everybody guilty. Burpee guilty, Your Honor.
I ain't got nothing to do with this. I ain't gonna see Lil Baby.
He should have bought them some tickets on his
well,
own.
Well, according to the jury, Traylon is guilty. He's the guilty party.
Oh, my bad. Wrong button.
Case closed.
Ooh, Chad, I don't know about you present cases anymore.
I got another one, y'all.
You know what? If you have another one, you call those people and you tell them to call in. DM tell their story.
Not I got you. One against Burpee.
You can't present
DM it.
DM
it.
I got one against Burpee.
That's somebody else.
Listen, if you have a case and you want it heard in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, go ahead and DM me on social media at Hey Miss Jessica, or go ahead and email me morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has 2 D's.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Y'all know how we play Black Smart. Let's meet today's contestant.
Brianna.
Hey, Brianna, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 or 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Brianna, if you do not, we taking that hood black card, all right?
All right.
You got 3 categories.
Black celebrity siblings.
Mine is black celebrity relationships.
Mine is Black Martin. Martin Lawrence. My category is Martin.
Martin.
You want to go with Martin? All right. In the TV show, Martin, what was the name of the radio station that he worked for?
Mm. Oh, damn. I don't know that one.
That was easy, wasn't it, Bert?
No.
You want to stay in the same category or you want another one?
The same.
Okay. You want the Martin category? Okay. In the TV show Martin, this was his immediate next door neighbor.
Simone.
All right, last and final one. You want to stay in the same category or you want another
one?
Same. All right. In the TV show Martin, this was the name of the restaurant / bar they used to go to all the time.
Mm. Oh, man, I don't even know.
No.
So far.
No, no.
I thought it was fairly easy.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. Larry, was she Black Swan?
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
All right. If y'all want to go see old Ma tomorrow, this Saturday night, you got to answer them. 2 questions. The 2 questions she missed on Black Smart, you got to answer them. It's just that easy. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. That's right. Somebody trying to steal these tickets from Black Smart. Good morning. Who this
is? This is Jonica.
What up, Jonica?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. You trying to steal these tickets on Black Smart?
Yes.
All right, Jonica, you got to answer these 2 questions. The first question is, in the TV show Martin, what was the name of the radio station that he worked for?
WZUP.
What's up? All right, in the TV show Martin, what was the name of the bar / restaurant they went to?
Nipsey's Bar and Restaurant.
Nipsey's Bar and Restaurant. You get it!
You win!
What you get, Bert?
That is correct, and we are going to send you to see Martin on Saturday, September 25th at the Spectrum Center. He's bringing friends D-Ray, Bruce, Adele Gibbons, Benji Brown, and more is happening, and you're going to be in the building. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Y'all know what it is, boys. 9:30 in the city, and it's time to find out what's trending, baby!
Trending topic. Every day we trending, yeah. Press the play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press the play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag, yeah. New hip hop and R&B, that's a hashtag, yeah. Power 98 the plug, no we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it, that's that, yeah.
Burba, who trending being brought to you by?
It's being brought to you by Half a G for Me. We have your chance to win $500 seven times a day with the Half a G for Me giveaway. Just listen Monday through Friday for the keyword. Then text that keyword to 45911 or enter it on power98fm.com. One national winner will get $500. Go to power98fm.com for more info.
All right, Jessica, what you got trending on your tablet?
All right, Angela Bassett, she shared videos and pictures of the moment that she got to meet her wax figure. She inspected it up and down, and in the end, she was very pleased by what she saw, and so were her celebrity friends and fans. Jill Scott actually hopped in the comments and says, best one I've ever seen. Questlove said, just wow. Viola Davis, Deborah Cox, they all chimed in about it. Now, if you all haven't seen this wax figure, it's waiting for you on our website, power98fm.com. Check it out, along with 65 pictures of Angela Bassett over the years. It looks just like her.
Yeah,
you did
I heard about that one.
Yeah, you are, like I said, power98fm.com.
Burba, what you got trending over there on your tablet?
Y'all know, over after the Ja Rule and Fat Joe versus, Diddy and Jermaine Dupri were going at each other a little bit. Well, Fat Joe had them on his live over the weekend, had both of them on his live, along with Snoop Dogg. And Diddy was saying, JD can't see me. He said, what you gonna do when I drop Biggie and Mary? And then Diddy goes on the screen, I want Dre! Where is Dre? And he hangs up from the live. And Snoop said that was the most gangster stuff he has ever seen.
Snoop's comment, it was Snoop commentary for me. That's what it was. I love Snoop Dogg.
Stop sleeping on Jermaine Dupri.
Hey, man, listen. Diddy will watch anybody in production.
No, he won't watch.
Who he won't watch?
He won't watch JD.
Will he win?
He would win, but he won't
watch. Watch, okay.
Not a watch.
It will be.
No.
It'll be close to first 10 left after
it'll,
that song.
It'll be, I think like it would a be very close. I don't even know if it'll you can call, like a call a winner on this one.
Yeah, it would be like a 2019, 2018.
Nah.
I don't know if you can call a winner on this one. Both of them have such dynamic artists underneath their belt that they can go and pull music from. I don't know if you're going to get a winner from this.
And the crazy part is the difference between Jermaine Dupri and Diddy is JD writes music for other people.
Okay.
Diddy doesn't do that. Diddy don't even produce.
Okay.
So, Diddy would win simply because of the bigger hits that he has, but
okay,
it would not be a wash.
Okay.
Here we go.
Are you done with your pick?
But doesn't he get to throw in, JD gets to throw in all those songs that he did, all those big songs that he did for other artists.
Right. And so does Diddy.
That's what I'm saying.
But so does
Diddy. That's why I say, I don't think that this is going to be a winner for this one.
So does
Diddy.
This one is going to be the first ever draw versus.
So does Diddy.
We've had draw versus before.
Yeah, okay.
We've had Erykah Badu and Jill Scott were a draw.
That was a draw.
Okay.
I think that was what they said, wasn't it? Didn't they give a draw to Gucci and Jeezy?
Hell no. Jeezy, watch that, man.
Yeah, Jeezy.
Okay.
Yeah, but, stop that.
Gucci's playlist was awful.
Monica and Brandy. Trina and Eve.
Trina and Eve,
a lot of people were very, very shocked because they expected Eve to watch, completely watch
what
that.
I saw was Trina
and then Trina.
Won.
Yeah, Trina did
came
win
in and me. She held her own with that one.
I thought she won too, but.
But I mean, we've had washes in verses before.
Let me give you what I got trending this morning. Some sad news. I got two sad news stories to tell you the truth. First one is being reported that comedian AJ Johnson passed away late last night, early this morning. You know, he played Ezell on the cult classic Friday movies. He played in so many movies. I Got the Hook Up with Master P. Y'all know, man, this is crazy to me. He's been through the station a few times. But shout out to him and RIP to, you know, and shout out to him and his family. Also, sad story coming out of Miami. Spot 'em, got 'em got shot over the weekend. Was apparently riding in a car. Car got riddled with bullets. He was on the passenger side. He actually got shot in the leg and is still recovering this morning in the hospital. Another rapper from Miami was also shot, but he was shot and killed in front of his home over the weekend. So the police are trying to see if these two stories go together.
Jeez.
Of course, Spot 'em, got 'em is not talking. All he said was this was a road rage incident, but he is okay this morning. Crazy weekend down in the MIA. Yo. Oh, man. All right. That's what we got this trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know how it goes inside the Madhouse. Somebody
Everybody wins $500 each and every morning. You know how it goes, and I have a G for Me contest. It's a national contest, so all you got to do is text a word, and you could be a winner. I think we got a winner today.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Kareem?
Ask is calling.
This is No Limit Larry from No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Oh, what's going on, No Limit Larry? How you doing?
Hey, man, don't be screening calls, man. I ain't trying to get none of your money, big dog.
Hey, you hear me, though?
We talking about can I ask who's calling? Boy, we heard you got that $500 this morning, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kareem, what you going to do with that money, though?
I'm going to spend it on them kids, man.
That's what's up. How many kids you got, Kareem?
I got 3, 13, one turned 14 today, and a 6-year-old.
Man, well, tell them a happy birthday.
And, thank you.
Happy birthday to you, too, because it's your birthday, because you got that money.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna turn it up.
Tell everybody out there what station hook you up with that $500, though.
Power 98.
Crossing that line today is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, man. Each and every morning we drop your Madhouse question of the day. We drop it at 6 a.m. What was that question today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we were asking you, which would you rather, cloth or leather seats in your car?
81% of Madhouse Nation on my page said they want them leather seats.
Yeah, I had 66% to 34% say leather.
I had a mixture of leather and cloth. It looks like leather won slightly, but I had more people than I thought say cloth.
All right. Make sure y'all tap in on the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6 a.m. And make sure you hit the hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D. And coming up, man, you know we got the roll call for y'all. You can roll call with me at I Am No Limit Larry on my Instagram page.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.